Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's time to get off your ass and riot. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So turn up the volume, clean the crap out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
That's right, it's That Riot Show, back again for another exciting broadcast of things that could be considered important, silly, and just not even be considered at all. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
And Judo Larry M, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling spry.
Spry.
I'm good.
Good?
I'm happy.
Spry good?
Yeah, of course.
Good spry?
Good spry.
Good like, spry happy?
Sexually confident?
Yes, all that. Thrown in.
Everything that you can imagine.
Right. Good spry happy. I think he was a player on the World Cup team for Japan, but I'm not 100% sure.
I can't confirm or deny that because the World Cup to me is about as important as somebody throwing up.
Bravo. This is That Riot Show, as we discuss, Big Fat John and Judo Larry M, letting you know that let's do some quick pimping just because whenever I do that, Judo Larry M seems to get a heart.
That's my favorite part of the show.
Of course, that's where you get the heart.
Get our radio digits out there.
Yeah. Anyway, thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. You can also figure out what we're doing if you go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Player FM, basically anywhere great podcasts can be heard. Just search for That Riot Show. You can also find us on YouTube. You can also, where we have full episodes and also
Riotous Clips,
which are nice little 3-minute bits that you can enjoy.
Vignettes,
as it were, during the day. Also, look for us on Twitter. Just look for That Riot Show. Facebook, also That Riot Show. See, we're smart, Judah Larry, and we know how to market.
That's it. That's what all this is. All this huggy bear pimping out.
That's right. It's nothing but marketing ploys to get you, the public, into That Riot Show.
Which includes Twitter trolling.
All right.
That Riot Show. Tell your friends.
All right, everyone. Judo Larry M, lots to talk about this week. But first of all, let's talk about something that seems to be on the minds of everyone on planet Earth. We're talking about the World Cup.
Oh, my God. It is blowing up everywhere.
It is?
Oh, my goodness. You can't get away from it.
From what?
Except, of course, I don't pay attention to it, so I can't even tell you anything about it. Somewhere I know in Brazil, there's a lot of countries playing kickball.
Bookers?
Well, that kind of goes without.
Chicks without any ass hairs?
Yeah, a lot of
pubes?
A lot of Channel 47 dancing.
Nice. Glass dildos? AIDS?
Lucha Libre? Great place to raise a fan.
That's right, Brazil, ladies and gentlemen.
Life is cheap.
Yes. Where life is very cheap, you're right. You get a lot of hookers for next to nothing. Yeah.
Brazil. Yes, you could. You could also go to jail for 3 years before they even bother to charge you. And then on top of everything, there is the kickball that everybody is playing who doesn't live in a mud hut.
He's a Sabado Gigante.
Wow, very good. Peace, Germany's bang, bang, bang.
I can't even tell you how many different Latino cultures probably went into that because I have no clue how to distinguish them.
Listen, let me tell you something. They're all beautiful and wonderful. I think the real question, as somebody once said, is who told all these wonderful cultures to park their cars on their front lawn?
Or to have picnics on the dividers
of
the highway.
Of course. Or to triple park and work on your engine.
Oh, it's so racist. It's horrible.
It is. And then on top of everything else.
Trigger warning.
The World Cup sucks my ass.
Could be the most horrible event on the face of the earth, in all honesty.
It's right up there with the Holocaust denying that Iran had 5 years ago.
It's right up there with the crisis in the Ukraine, Boko Haram.
It's almost offensive.
The World Cup.
Yes, and Putin riding around with no shirt.
I like that, though.
Oh, is that hot? The former KGB wet work guy, no shirt, wrestling alligators.
Delicious. Nice.
Actually, I would rather see that than the World Cup. That's a bunch of dumb foreigners playing kickball.
Let's see. If it's a choice between watching a non-existent sport like soccer.
A fake sport.
Fake sport like soccer.
Like fake religion.
Oh, boom. And the fake nationalism.
That's right.
Or Putin riding around on a horse with his shirt off and then icing down his nipples with a nice cue.
While having the pussy riot arrested.
Oh,
the best.
B. B.
Is the answer B? I'll take sexy Russian murderers for 1,000, Alex.
You know, and people, in all honesty, people get offended when I tell them that soccer's a fake sport.
Why?
I mean, I had my mom over the other night, and she insisted on watching the Greece-Japan match.
Is your mother Japanese?
No. The Greece-Japan match on the big screen at my place. And really, I ran out of phrases in Greek for soccer blows. I got through about 53 of them, and then I just ran out.
Well, that would be the language to go to, because much like Latin, a lot of the words we use today are based on
it. I just couldn't figure out. And then, so because it's moms, I put up with it for, 8 hours? Yeah. I have no idea how long a match lasts. And the fucking thing ends up in a 0-0 tie.
Of course.
How can you have ties in the championship thing?
The same way you can add 10 minutes on at the end of the game because you lost time on the way. Which, by the way, does not invite corruption.
No, it does not. Yeah, soccer is not the most corrupt sport since boxing. It's not.
It's not.
It has nothing to do with that bullshit like you can add as much time as you want if you're the referee at the end of the game.
That's what I was just alluding to.
It has nothing to do with like arbitrarily just kicking people out of games by showing them like different colored Hallmark cards. Yeah. I have no idea.
Pro wrestling's more real than soccer.
Or that other one that I like. Whenever you think that the team that you bet against scores a goal... Just call offsides.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because nobody really understands the rule. It's just right. Whenever you want it.
There's really no strategy. It's just a matter of time before you hit a header against that midfielder or hit the header. Losers.
One of the worst concepts for a sport ever. It is a sport only in countries that can't afford to have real sports.
Exactly. You know, somebody was telling me, you know, like, well, you know, it's the most popular sport in the world. I was like, well, that's because it includes the third world.
Yeah, poverty is pretty popular around the world.
You know, look, if you live in like a mud hut or an igloo or like some tent, if you live in like a real shithole, I guess that running up and down a field kicking a ball is the highlight of your life. It's just terrible.
I'd rather watch real balls getting kicked. Which, by the way, that's why soccer's not a sport, by the way.
Right.
I have I have a legitimate definition of what constitutes a real sport.
Does it encourage not pretending to be injured like a fat?
First of all, judo lariat. And I'm being serious
now. Okay.
If a sport has a women's version that has the exact same rules and that the women's game is almost as good as the man's, it's not a real sport.
It's not a real sport.
So think about what that applies to. Soccer.
The WNBA.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Anything in the Olympics, basically.
Yeah.
Swimming, running. See, these are not sports.
Yeah.
Football.
Was meant to be played by 300
men's guys. It's a sport.
Yeah.
Baseball barely constitutes a sport.
Oh, yes.
Because the women have to play softball. You got to make the ball bigger.
Yeah, but they do
the bases are shorter.
Yeah, but they do that crazy pitch.
The bases are shorter. You can't steal. You can't take a lead off the base. They changed it for the women. So baseball's still a sport.
Okay.
Hockey's still a sport.
Yeah.
Because there are some women that might play hockey in some women's leagues, but that's like just for, you know.
I'd like to point out
that's almost like the Special Olympics.
Not even to be defensive about it, but I got to tell you, you know, in women's hockey, they actually drop like the gloves and you see fights.
Any titties come flying out?
No, well, no, but they get punched in the titties, which is funny.
Nice. Foxy.
Nice. Yeah.
So, by the way, if there's a women's version of your quote-unquote sport that's exactly the same as the men's version, it's not a sport. Because God has intended for sports to be dominated by men. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very, very, very open-minded, very appropriate. And as George Carlin once said, gymnastics is not a sport because Romanians are good at it.
Neither is swimming because that's just a way to keep from drowning.
That's very good.
So I don't want to hear anybody tell me that, that their sport has a women's game that's just as good. That's why basketball is not a sport, by the way. If you can have chicks play with the exact same rules and people pay money to see it, it's not a sport.
It's tough to use just that because, look, I as you know, I don't follow basketball at all, but you can see these guys are athletes.
I didn't say they were that.
They might be criminals.
I just said it wasn't a sport.
No, okay.
Right? I mean, the high jump is athletic. No, but it's not a sport.
But soccer is really not a sport. No, it encourages you to fake injuries.
Of course.
And there was an article actually in the Times that said that the other teams are mad, get this, at the U.S. team because we want the our players won't fake injuries and be fucking losers like that. I mean, it's pathetic.
I don't even understand soccer at all. It's a game that seems to be predicated on the fact that nobody wants to make a mistake. It seems to be predicated on the fact that nobody wants to score. And for all of you out there that are saying, well, you're close-minded, you haven't really enjoyed the game, it's the beautiful sport, bullshit. I've watched it, I've played it, I've given it more than a fair shot. The game sucks.
Yeah, it's boring.
It sucks a dick. The only time there's any action is basically when someone makes a mistake. Right. That's the only time you have any action.
If you can't score into a net the size of Pluto, you're a loser.
And listen, if you can't use your hands, it's not a sport.
Yeah, only the goalie can.
What are we, fucking like troglodytes in the ocean?
Yeah.
Haven't we evolved past the fish and the dinosaur and the monkeys, for God's sake? We have opposable thumbs. We should use them.
Yeah, and the only thing worse than the soccer are the soccer fans.
Oh, they're horrible.
They're such assholes. They're violent and they're stupid. I like how everybody who wants it back talks about they have murders. For God's sake, I can tell you this, all those other sports you don't have that.
For the most part, yeah, you're right.
I mean, for every once in a while, you'll hear about
a violent,
you know, episode. Last year, I think some 49er fan got stabbed or beat up outside a Raiders game or something like that. But for the most part, nothing.
Right.
Not like these idiots, like these hooligan morons and everything. And let me tell you something, if you think a game of kickball is a good enough reason to kill someone, you're a fucking asshole.
Of course you are. And if your countries go to war over a goddamn soccer game, and by the way, I refuse to call it football. Because you know what? Football is played with a helmet and with pads. and you got to wear a cup. And you get a penalty for delay a game if you roll around holding your balls for no reason.
And you can't be skinny third world Euro trash who fake injuries.
Horrible. It's a horrible sport. I don't even understand. I've seen, for example, guys who will push the ball forward to their opponent's net and then for no reason kick it all the way back to their own goaltender.
No, please. That's why I say it's really not strategy.
It's almost like a French game. You know, it's like, okay, we would now attack. Retreat! Retreat! Retreat!
Pussy Sabat kick and you win.
Basically.
We have a good mind to be in your door, but I won.
Okay. It is a pussy sport, which is why women play it, and there's no different than watching the men's game. Yeah. Zero.
It's terrible. You know, I was watching that show I catch occasionally on Fox called The Five, and the little that midget chick there, Dana Perino, she's married to some limey who's gotten into like a war with Bob Beckel. Because even though Bob Beckel's like Mr. Liberal, he hates soccer. Hates it. He goes, they played again the other day to nil-nil. You know, he's making fun of it. He goes, that's not a sport. He goes, what, Euro trash running around in shorts? He goes, football. And he played football when he was like in college. Oh, yeah. Beckel. Yeah. He's a mean guy. And I was sitting there saying to myself, you know what? He's finally right for once. I was like, football is meant to be played by 300-pound nasty guys who is one of my favorite tag teams used to say, snap on danger and die on death. We don't have time for sissy Marys kicking, sliding, faking injuries, and getting green cards because they're fun.
Exactly. Green cards, red cards, yellow cards. I have no idea what they mean. I don't understand how I could see the same play five times in a row, and each time it'll be called something different. It'll be called a penalty, it'll be a no play, it'll be a yellow card, it'll be a red card. I have no idea what constitutes a foul in this fucking game. It's entirely up to the decision of this one referee running around.
Right, yeah.
Gee, is the game open for corruption? It's built for corruption.
Yeah.
The rules make it easily the most corruptible game on the planet.
Yes.
On the planet. Because, like I said, the referee at any point can just say foul on anyone. The linesman at any point can just say offside. And nobody understands the fucking rule.
Right.
Right? So, like, short of actually kicking the ball into the net, the game is so corruptible. I think in Italy, they just have, like, a special court that just deals with soccer referees. It's well, the funniest that, thing on
that's,
the planet.
That's akin to, I found out that one time, the Philadelphia Eagles used to have a jail cell in the basement of their stadium and like a quick like, trial.
But this is, seriously,
yeah,
in Italy,
yeah, it's such a serious business.
It's such a serious corruptible thing because the mafia influence there that they had put referees in jail because they've caught them just pocketing tons of cash to make stupid calls.
To make stupid calls. And to add on time, so if somebody's behind it, they have a chance to get a goal,
right?
Like to get back into it. But yeah, it goes beyond that. You know what it is? It's also for me, it's also the same reason why I don't like the Olympics. Like I watch the hockey in the Olympics because I'm a big hockey fan. But other than that, I don't follow the Olympics. I don't care. I don't care if I got a gold medal or a bronze.
Word.
And you know what the problem is, which is always going to be a tough one for a lot of Americans, is we don't necessarily associate sports with our nationality.
Right.
You know, if you look at the sports that we follow, it's based really on city, you know, and your team.
Like, yeah, it's not international.
Know, exactly. Yeah. Like when you watch these stupid like soccer fans, they're wearing like their national flag is like a cape.
Right.
They're painting their face. They look like Superman, you know, except they're skinny and wimpy.
Well, there is a faction of liberals and otherwise pansy men in this country that are, they are hellbound or hell set, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Determined.
Determined to fucking turn us into these like European pussies that love soccer.
Yeah.
And it's always this thing like now where you see like they pretend it's the typical liberal pseudo-intellectual thing. Like if you say I hate soccer, it can only be because you don't understand.
Yeah, you're just ignorant.
You mean. And I'm ignorant. And here's the thing, liberals, because on Twitter I get the follows. I'm not going to say it's entirely the province of liberals, but it's mainly liberal. Where they'll be like, ooh, the beautiful sport is on. Ooh, look, Uruguay is up 1-0 over Cameroon. Well,
they love that.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
But that ties into the whole thing about us being a better citizen of the world. They want us to be more like them, more multicultural. Yeah, they don't want like American exceptionalism. And those things all are ugly to them. Like, they don't want that.
No.
They want that, you know, we're going to be like just like another country in the world. They'll just be part of the world. There we are playing pussy soccer. Like everybody, the beautiful sport. What the fuck is so beautiful about it?
Nothing is beautiful about it. You know why the game sucks? Because people talk more about the failures of a soccer game than the success. So you'll hear more people talk about the wonderful run that Wayne Rooney took up the side, only to miss the goal by 2 inches to the left of the post.
Yeah.
What other sport makes a habit of doing that?
No, nothing.
Like, it happens rarely where you might say, like, in the NFL, oh, that guy had both feet in bounds and dropped the ball.
You see a ball go off somebody's fingertips.
Yeah, and you might say, ooh, ah.
Sometimes in hockey, they take a shot, like, it bounces off the crossbar, and they're like, oh, look how close that was.
But if you listen to soccer fans, they'll talk about people missing something from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because there's no fucking action in that game. I'm not even talking about scoring, necessarily.
Right.
The defense is such that it's like, you can't even say, well, that guy made a good defensive play for the most part.
Right.
It is a bullshit game, war of attrition, absolutely horrible type of sport.
Right.
And it's turning us all into pussies in America because we're having more and more women, i.e. soccer moms, push that on our children.
Oh, it's terrible. There are basically three groups of people who are really pushing this. First, you got your first generation people here who bring their
immigrants,
who bring their love of the game with them. All
right,
sorry.
Right.
Then you got the trendy pussies who don't follow a lot of traditional sports, and this gets to be something that they get to be in on.
Right.
They're with the rest of the world. They show like how open minded they are.
Hipsters.
Yeah, they're cool because they actually know a player on Cameroon.
They're the same people who will tell you about a band nobody's fucking heard of from 1962.
Right.
That predated the punk movement.
Right. So yeah. So you got the first generation people, trendy scum, and then you've got like kids who aren't very athletic and can't play real sports, quite frankly.
Right.
And they got to play this because it's like kick the can.
Exactly.
Just run around, kick the shit out of it.
And because there's no physical contact for the most part, and nobody's expected to be rough or nobody's expected to push anybody else around, what you have is a bunch of pussies running around the field at any age, including the professional ranks. And that's what you have. And then you have these people who are you have men who are encouraged to act like women, quite frankly, on the field.
No wimps.
Oh, my ovaries hurt. Somebody call a foul.
Yeah, I mean, if you're curious, I have seen soccer games, and I have sat through them. The amount of people that faking injuries and pretending, like even the guys who don't carry on about it, but like their initial instinct, if somebody slides or it touches them, is just to start pretending like you've been shot.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. But at the end of the day, listen, no matter what you tell me about soccer, here's going to be the biggest problem. It's twofold. Number one, I don't value the championship. So it's going to be very difficult for me to follow something. Because, for instance, I care if my team wins the Lombardi Trophy, to be honest. I care if my team wins the Stanley Cup. I don't really care about the World Cup. So the first thing is, I don't value the championship. Then number two, you've got the problem that, and I don't care what you tell me, but it is fucking boring. It's just boring.
Absolutely.
Just the nature of just watching these guys running back and forth. I don't know what you're getting into or what you're getting excited about. And I certainly don't know what you're getting violent about. This is just boring shit.
It is a horrible sport. I hope really that at some point it dies a horrible death out there in the world. And I hope people just come to the conclusion that there's better things to do out there.
Yeah.
I'd honestly rather watch a chess match than a soccer match.
Yeah. I'd rather watch some white guy in Minnesota ice fishing.
Yeah. Because those things don't pretend to be something they're not. Two guys playing chess up front, you know, we're going to be staring at these pieces for possibly 4 or 5 days.
Right. Before I move my pawn up one.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, maybe I'll win and maybe I'll get to beat this Ruski.
This guy from Iceland.
But at the end of the day, soccer pretends to be something it isn't. So let's just end with, it's a horrible sport, it's a woman's game, and if you're a dude who likes soccer or is playing soccer, please go pray the gay away. That's yourself a favor.
That's it. It is the sports equivalent of socialism. It's just a bunch of ignorant cogs running around being mediocre.
Yes.
Nobody's special and nobody aspires to be special.
That's right.
And you're just going to fake injuries because you prefer peace. Allegedly.
Probably. Quite likely.
Yes.
I don't know.
With a bullet.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of sports. Back to real sports and the real football. Did you see what's going on with the Redskins?
Yes, I have.
And by the way, we're not like the pussies on MSNBC. We don't give you trigger warning alerts when we use a quote-unquote racial slur.
No, of course not. We assume that you're an adult, you can take it. And even if you can't, fuck you, it's our show.
Did you hear that nonsense on MSNBC? Yeah. Joy Reid actually, before rolling the clip on the story about the Redskins and how the patent office has rejected their patent, or revoked their patent, I should say, their trademark, that she actually, before running the clip, said there's a trigger warning here, which is the liberal rage, by the way.
Yeah.
A trigger warning about a racial slur being used in this, and the racial slur was the word Redskins.
Oh, I thought the trigger was
sorry. No, you can't say that.
No, I can't say that. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That just slipped out there.
Yeah. But no, seriously, it is astonishing to me that in the course of, like, and again, let me back up a second. I have no dog in this fight. I don't give a fuck about the Redskin name. I really don't. Oh,
actually, I do.
I know. I really couldn't care less.
I think this is bullshit.
It is bullshit.
And the NFL should be ashamed of themselves that they're letting one of their franchises get bullied by a bunch of idiots who don't like their name. You don't like the name, then no, don't follow them.
Don't follow the football. Don't buy the merchandise.
Go watch the beautiful sport.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, I couldn't care less. Like, I mean, if Snyder wants to keep Redskins, fine. If he wants to change it to something else to avoid the controversy, fine. I really couldn't care less. What I do care about is political correctness gone amok, and then B, the fact that the government is getting involved in trying to change a fucking football team name.
Yeah.
You've got Senator Harry Reid, that hypocritical cocksucker,
Mormon,
getting involved in this, insisting that they change the name a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he said he won't go to a game.
Good for him. I'm sure nobody gives a shit.
Who the fuck is? He's from Nevada.
But that's his choice.
Redskin fans?
No, but that's cool. That's his choice. That's the way you should protest something if you don't like the name.
Right.
Not working on secret government orders, probably, getting the patent and trademark office to cancel your trademark? They already tried this, and on appeal, the people looking to cancel Redskins fail. And by the way, this is censorship. You know why? Because this is trying to prevent speech by affecting somebody's ability to make money. right?
Right.
And how long has this thing been trademarked that now all of a sudden it's being revoked? That's ridiculous. It is a horrible form of censorship, and everybody, I couldn't care who it is, everybody should be against this type of action. Now, I'm hearing that the FCC is considering making Redskins a curse word of sorts and not being able to be uttered on TV.
Wow.
So the FCC, for stations like the NBC affiliates and the CBS affiliates and the ABC affiliates, the people who aren't on cable, meaning, now the word Redskin would be the same as fuck, or tits, or the seven dirty words that Carlin mentioned. That's what they're trying to make Redskins in terms of the FCC.
All because they think it's offensive.
All because they think the word is offensive.
Right.
And the word has never been offensive in the sense of, like, say, the word fuck or what. First of all, I have a problem with the fact that we have an FCC. I don't mind the FCC from a technical perspective, which is to manage broadband, to manage spectrum.
Right.
That's fine. The technical aspect of the FCC is fine. But why the fuck is the FCC deciding what we see and hear on television and radio?
Yeah, it's like the IRS.
Yeah,
it's,
fuck
it's,
that.
They're way beyond the scope of what they're supposed to be doing. And they use their power to persecute people they don't like. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
If I was Dan Snyder, I would never change the name.
Yeah, to paraphrase Howard Stern from 30 years ago, fuck the FCC. So I have a problem with the FCC to begin with. I don't think they should. To me, if there's ever a clear case of censorship by the government, it's the FCC.
Right.
If ever there was a case of the First Amendment being violated and raped up the ass by the government, it's the FCC. But that's for a different time. Given that the FCC exists, what they get to decide because of one complaint, that's all it takes, Judah Weiler, is one person sending them an email saying, I'm offended by what I heard on TV. That's all it takes.
That's it. That's all.
And that's enough for them to trigger an investigation and issue a ruling.
Oh boy.
Okay? Redskins is now considered the same thing as fuck on the air by the FCC. Redskins is considered the same thing as whatever, as anything you think of for trademark purposes.
Right.
Do you realize that after this came out, I went online and searched to see how many other trademarks that are questionable had been approved by the trademark office?
How many?
A lot. For example, they approved cunt count as a trademark.
Yeah.
Cunt count as a trademark.
Right.
Then I saw another one, niggers only, I believe, was a trademark that was approved by the trademark office. My point being that there's much more offensive shit that they've approved.
That's what I was going to say.
And they should approve it. Because the trademark office.
Porn,
yeah.
And racial stuff. There's got to be a million
there's
things
a million
worse
things.
In Washington, right?
Exactly. And the point is that the trademark office shouldn't have a stake in deciding what's offensive. Their job is to just say, is this a unique mark that belongs to person A, B, or C? That's all. That's all they're there to do. And to record stuff. They're not there to make decisions on whether something's offensive or not. Now, supposedly, there is a bylaw that says if something is patently offensive at the time that the mark was filed, then they can reject it as a trademark.
Right.
But there's nothing to indicate that at the time Washington Redskins was trademarked, that there was any problem with the word Redskins.
Well, that's because they're also losing sight of, look, whether it's the Washington Redskins, the Seminoles, the Cleveland Indians.
Which, by the way, have not been assaulted by the FCC or by the trademark office.
Right.
Those things are still good.
Right. The Chicago Blackhawks, whichever you pick. You have to remember something. I guess this is lost on the non-sports fans and even some sports fans. But when you name a team or something, do you think the people coming up with names like, boy, let's find the shittiest, stupidest, most offensive that will make us look bad and people will hate us? Or do you think they're trying to pick something simply as what's cool?
Oh, right.
But seriously, like the San Jose Sharks, when they came into the league in hockey, they picked Sharks. Sharks aren't anything associated with San Jose. They just thought it sounded great. And the jerseys look great with the shark, with the hockey stick in his teeth. And then you've got the Indian ones that are related to American Indians. This is because they're representative of that part of the country or something to that. And they certainly weren't sitting around saying, well, this is great. This is going to offend the shit out of people.
And to your point, does that mean that Christians now can demand that the New Jersey Devils change their name?
Yeah.
Why not? Both of you that are probably shaking your head saying that's stupid. Why is it stupid?
Why is it stupid?
It's patently offensive to somebody.
How about Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
Unless they consider that like a positive. They got like the little leprechaun with his hands up, like he's ready to fight.
I'm sure there's at least one Irishman somewhere in this country. And listen, from what we've learned about the Redskins things, you don't have to be a Native American to be upset, because apparently there's a whole bunch of white liberals that are filing these complaints.
That's why it shows you what assholes they are.
Of course.
Yeah. And we talked about this before. If you look at the real problems that are confronting the American Indian, if you've seen the list, it starts with alcoholism. Then it talks about lack of education. Lack of opportunities. It talks about bad diet, obesity.
Sure.
The ones that I saw when I was just out in the Phoenix area near a casino, you've got to see these. I mean, it's sad. I'm not making fun of them. But let me tell you something. I understand if they said that they don't like the name Washington Redskins, but I got to tell you something. Their problems are much, much deeper than the name of some stupid sports franchise. And the fact that people are focusing on that, and they're not focusing on real problems and real issues, tells me that they're just full of shit.
Well, that's part of it. You're absolutely right. The other part of it, of course, is that that's not even the issue. The issue is, I have no problem with any of these advocacy groups getting up, protesting the games, picketing the Redskins games.
Yes, don't go to the games.
Don't watch TV. Don't buy their apparel. Don't buy their merchandise. That's the most effective way to get that name changed. Is to just say, we're just not going to spend our money on it. Don't you think Daniel Snyder, being a businessman, that's the clearest way to get through to him? Look, I think Daniel Snyder's a douchebag, but honestly, he's doing the right thing. Why shouldn't he cave to all this pressure?
No, he's absolutely right here.
Go fuck everybody that wants him to change his team's name.
He might be the biggest asshole in the world. He might be a horrible owner. He might be, you know, interfering with decisions too much, and they've done nothing since their three Super Bowls way back. I mean, you know, you can say what you want. He's absolutely right here. There's no reason why he should be knuckled under to all this. If I were him, I'd start getting on the counteroffensive here. It sounds like he's just being attacked left and right.
Yeah, and maybe he thinks if he keeps quiet, it's the best response. I don't know, but God damn it, man. Are we now using... I've had these discussions with people on Facebook and Twitter who are like, well, we believe in free speech, and we believe in the First Amendment, but this name is really offensive. And you know what? That's exactly the same argument assholes use when they're trying to bring down the First Amendment in general. I believe in free speech, but. Whenever you hear that but, the sentence is illogical.
Right.
There's no such thing as I believe in free speech, but.
No, but they're going to contradict themselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. There's no instance where but comes in when you're talking about free speech. There's no instance where but comes in where you're talking about government censorship of a private entity. It is absolutely despicable and horrible.
And this thing with the trademark is such an underhanded...
It's an underhanded pussy way of doing it. The same with the FCC. The same as with the FCC.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine if television announcers are banned from using the word Redskins?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see, though, more and more now, is you're going to see that kind of stupid voluntary thing that like Peter King has been doing, where for the past couple of years he's just been referring to it as the team from Washington. I think you're going to see more and more of that.
That's fine, too. You know, I think it's stupid, but it's fine.
It is stupid, but you know what? Here's the other problem. Then what's next? You know, they used to have the Red Men for St. John's locally, and now they became the Red Storm or whatever.
Right.
Now they're going after Redskins. Then you got the Seminoles, as I said, you got the Cleveland Indians, which there's a partly acceptable argument there because he's smiling like an idiot. If you
haven't seen it. It's even worse. That's the other thing that I find ridiculous. The logo of the Washington Redskins is...
respectful.
It's just a profile look of an American Indian. Do I think it's that maroon a color? I don't think anybody thinks it's that maroon a color or whatever.
Oh, I do.
But when you look at like the Cleveland Indians logo, that guy looks insane. It's a cartoonish caricature.
Yeah, it looks like someone's tickling
his face. Right. Yeah. And what's with, you know, when you look at the Seminoles, you could argue, well, that's just a race, the Seminoles.
Right.
Right? But at the same time, why is that acceptable?
Right. And if you've ever seen in hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks, It's not much different than the Redskins.
Of course.
It's just a profile.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that somebody latched onto this, made it a liberal cause, and people want it to happen. And I mean, again, you can't confuse the outcome with the method. The ends do not always justify the means. Right? Just like when you had lawful referendums on gay marriage, where, say, people voted down against gay marriage, and then all of a sudden, all the advocates would go to the courts to get court rulings to overrule the referendum.
What the voters said.
What the voters said.
Right.
And when you bring that up, it's always like, well, gay marriage should be allowed. Yeah, I agree, gay marriage should be allowed, but that's no reason to break the process. Because one day it's going to happen to you on something you care about, and they're going to take away something that you care about.
And these are also people who don't like to lose.
Right.
You know, if they can't get it done one way, they try another way.
And they said it. Like today, they're using these government agencies to pass bullshit rulings that effectively censor the name Redskins.
And even, you know what the thing is, if they change it, what are they going to change it to? You know, like once you start getting into, okay, you don't like them, what are they going to become? You know, if I was Schneider, just to be an asshole, you might want to just add the word not after Redskins.
Yeah, not the Redskins. Yeah, change it to not the Redskins.
How about the not white skins?
Yeah. How about changing it to the we respectfully think you're an asshole?
Yeah. How about the Washington and Cowies?
Yeah. What about the Washington 80% black men?
Oh, the population is actually 90% black.
There you go. The Washington 90% black men on the team. Why don't we call them that? Why don't we call them something respectful? Should we call them the R words? The Washington R words? Would that make liberals happy? Would it make liberals happy if they found out that Daniel Snyder's great great grandmother was once raped by a Seminole? Would that make them happy? Would that be okay? Would they back off his case then?
Probably. How about the Washington F troop?
This is one of the most fucking ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life, Jubilaria. Just using government agencies to run roughshod over people.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point on this show. Look, the only reason I don't want to say I'm not, because I am upset about it, but it's just not a surprise anymore, because this has just become the way of doing things now.
And that's the most upsetting part.
Yes, that's the worst part. It's just
that people are taking it, lying down. You're right. People are just used to it. People are used to it.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a court ruling. Fuck the court ruling.
Yeah.
Oh.
But what can we do?
Who wants to go against the FCC? Look, as goofy as it was back then, Howard Stern went against the FCC.
And he did pretty well.
He suffered a lot.
Yeah, but he also had the money and the fan support wherewithal to get through it.
Exactly.
I mean, if you say that to me, I got nothing. So my choices are to either unfortunately accept it, that this is not, or what? Drive myself crazy?
Well, that's not it. You
that's
get constantly rail against it. There's more of a, I can almost guarantee you that there's more people who think like us than think like these liberal cocksuckers. But the problem is none of us want to be called racist.
Oh, right.
None of us want to be called, ageist. None of us want to be called, anti-woman or anti-bullying. You know, in other words, we don't want to be singled out by the PC mob as somehow not being, you know, proper.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to fight against. We have to fight against, if you're listening to me, that's why whenever we say shit like this, you should just respond with, you know, if someone says you're a racist, just to shut down an argument, say, how am I a racist? Why am I a racist?
Well, they can't.
Show me why I'm racist.
Yeah, they can't answer that.
No, it's just a kick. What's that called? A knee-jerk
reaction
to everything.
Yeah.
I see it all the time on Twitter. You know, if you get into a discussion with anybody, especially a liberal, the knee-jerk response is to say you're a racist. The knee-jerk response on their part is, where were you raised?
Yeah, you're sexist or misogynist or homophobe, which is not only misused a lot, but that's another one of their favorites.
Right, it's just used to shut you down. And I just engage those people. Okay, how do you know that I'm a homophobe? What have I done to show you that I'm a homophobe? And eventually it just comes down to, if you don't agree with them, that's why they call you that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no such thing as a civilized discussion anymore. Like, I make it a point that I don't really goof on people until they start with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's both barrels. You know, once they start, it's
absolutely.
Both barrels.
I'm never rude to anybody. If somebody's just going to be a jerk, well, then I'm going to let you have it.
Absolutely, because you deserve it at that point.
Yeah, and you know, if you're not capable of an intelligent conversation, then fuck off.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
what it comes down to.
You know, look, can't we disagree with you here? I don't have a problem with Washington Redskins, so leave it alone.
Exactly.
You know, that's it.
Let's agree to disagree on that one, as it were.
You don't like it, you're offended, don't watch football.
Exactly.
Don't watch the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Become a Giant.
Yeah. Become a Giant fan. But that's my whole point. How many people, like, if you talk to old-timers in New York who were either Dodger fans or Giants fans, to this day, they're 80, 90 years old right now, they remember when those two teams left for California.
Right.
And I know a lot of them refuse to watch Dodgers and Giants games to this day. They're just like, they stabbed me in the heart. Yeah. I just can't take it. Fuck them.
Take it.
Yeah. And they seriously do not watch them.
No.
They don't go to court to say that was a New York Giants. They can't be used in San Francisco.
Right.
Because now you might have that.
Right.
In today's world.
Yeah. Of course, those franchises moved.
Right.
This is really a name that's, they consider disparaging. It's a little.
I know, but I'm being just a little weird in saying that, like, right. And again.
And it only gets worse for those people because now they're all messy.
I'll say it again. What if, like, 10 Catholic priests get together and decide that they want to challenge the trademark of the New Jersey Devils because it's offensive to Christians?
Could be.
Or the Padres. Maybe that's disparaging of clergymen. San Diego Padres. And their logo, isn't it a cartoon character of a fat friar or something like that? Like a big-bellied friar?
Yes, with his hand on his... Yeah.
Why is that okay? I mean, look, to me, I don't give a shit what you call them, and I don't give a shit what the logo is. But if you're really going to do this PC nonsense, why don't you do it even-handedly, instead of your cause célèbre, as it were? So, you know what, liberals? Go fuck yourselves and think of something worthwhile to worry about.
I know, but that's what I was covering before. I mean, the American Indians have really legitimate, horrible problems that have been going on for a long time. This is what you're fighting against? They're changing the name to the Redskins? Oh, please. And of course, the reason I mentioned the other teams is you know, if they get a success here, they're just going to move on to something else.
Exactly. I mean,
that's why it's also important they lose.
Right. The trademark thing is under appeal, so we'll have to wait again
to
see what happens.
That's a scumbag thing to do. Sure. I mean, that is miserable.
Yeah. Do you realize that you and I can also be fucking pains in the ass? We could start complaining to the FCC about anything we want, because all it takes is one complaint and they're bound to respond and to investigate.
I'm going to start complaining about NPR.
There you go.
What offended you about it? Well, it's fucking boring.
Yeah, or do it to Chris Matthews. How crazy would that drive him?
NPR reminds me of soccer. It's really boring.
It's really boring and gay. I think we should get it off the air.
I think it was boring and it sucked a big cock. Stop offending me with your ignorance.
All right.
So moving on. It turns out now that the head of the IRS showed up on Capitol Hill.
Lois Lerner?
No, the guy.
Oh, okay.
I forgot his name, but he's the head of the IRS. And he had a day of testimony yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And apparently Paul Ryan and some of the other Republicans were not happy with him. And they really critiqued, like, what they just feel are, like, constant lies, deception, and not being forthcoming.
Well, all this came out of those allegedly lost emails of Lois Lerner. That all of a sudden, all this stuff that has this alleged evidence on it got, quote-unquote, lost in a crash.
Right.
But only her emails.
Right.
Nobody else. Now, as a computer professional, Judo Larian, I can tell you that's horseshit.
Yeah.
Nobody loses one person's emails specifically. Right. There's backups of backups. There's the people who sent them to her. There's the people who received them from her. So you've got two ends to worry about. What happened to all these things? And what's funny to me is all these liberals that are like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
There's not a scandal, Judo Larian. Right. These are the same fucking liberals on MSNBC that are still crowing about the emails around Bridgegate.
Yeah,
they're still holding on to.
Yeah.
So, in that case, they're more worried about someone who conspired to cause a traffic jam on the George Washington Bridge.
Right.
As opposed to someone who possibly conspired to suppress political speech in this country. Which one do you think is worse?
Yeah. I'm not taking a bridge. So...
But seriously, how can you be a liberal, look at that, and not even have 1 ounce of doubt?
Right.
I don't get it.
Trust me, if the Bush people were involved in this, they'd be all over.
Well, I'm sure they're still trying to blame them for it, the same way that Obama is still trying to figure out what to do in Iraq.
Yeah, he actually did it. He did that the other day, too.
Holy shit.
He went back and said, when he was asked about the state of Iraq, he goes, well, this goes back about 10 years now. He goes, yeah. It goes to show you that we have to be very careful when right. we use our military.
Did he sound so much like someone who got caught cheating on the final exam and then was asked to read his answers in front of the whole class? Like, it seemed to me like he had no clue what to say about Iraq.
No,
he was just floating from point A to point
A. Like, I understand that when he took over, Iraq was not in a perfect, ideal condition. Sure. You can't say that we won in Iraq or won in Afghanistan, but you can say that they've been pacified to the point where, you know, it was handable, doable. And because right. of his determination to get out of both countries, he just left. And, you know, we've always talked about this, like he's the Taliban sitting in the hills of Afghanistan waiting for us to leave.
Right.
Now you got this Islamic state of Iraq and Syria, and now they're just taking over city after city, and they're moving on Baghdad.
Right.
And he has no plan. He's got no idea what
that's,
he's
that's
doing.
ISIS for sure. That's the ISIS thing people might hear about. ISIS. Which, by the way, I found out is not that cartoon Archer on TV. Because he works for ISIS. But that's a different ISIS.
That's right. Iron. And they're not Italian ISIS.
But that's what's like really, really horrible about this sort of thing. It's like, I think he just has no clue.
Right. Obama. Yeah.
I think he just flows from point to point until he can make a speech. And that's about it. Like, well, what's his point? I don't understand what his strategy is. I would love to tell you that his strategy is good or bad. I just don't know what his strategy is. Do you?
No, not at all. And this goes back to what we've always talked about on this program, is that, look, foreign policy, economics, no idea.
Yeah.
He only wants to deal with social issues because he's comfortable talking about those things.
And even those have really little direction. They're just big ideas. They have no real way, like Obamacare. He just has this big idea that everybody should be covered. How to actually execute it, he has no fucking clue. Obamacare is in the shitter now, right? It's already past its limits in terms of money. They're already looking to borrow against it. They're already looking to raise taxes to cover the shortfalls of Obamacare. It's a mess. Again, aside from any other technical issues, it's a mess just on finances now already. What is it, less than 2 years?
Yeah.
Since it's been active and it's like, it's already
on the shitter? You always see that with liberals. Like, you know what I associate it with? It's like the bikes here in the city.
Yes,
the city bikes. This was the thing that was going to turn us into green friendly.
Right.
And no more filthy cars and gasoline. Yes. Which, I mean, look, I understand. And I've said this on this show while we're jumping from topic to topic here.
Yes.
I've always talked about that we have to wean ourselves off oil.
I say that.
I mean, and on top of which, even the Fox people were very concerned. Even they were admitting that the longer we keep sending money over there, something like $400 billion to those countries in the Middle East,
the more clitorises get chopped off.
Yep, the more heads that get cut off. And let's face it, you're almost like funding your enemies.
Sure.
At some point, we've got to move on to something else. Like, I've been a big proponent of solar energy. Let's say I'm wrong. Well, it's got to be something else.
Right.
You just can't keep going on with oil and cars and fat, obese people riding on an SUV.
Nice.
You can't. We can't afford. It's almost your patriotic duty to get off fucking oil. It's on drugs, for God's sake.
Yeah, but again, it's like he has big ideas. He has no way to execute against them, and that's really what comes across when he talks about any subject.
Right.
It's like
it's very high minded shit.
We should be loved around the world. Okay, we should. How are you going to get that done?
Yeah. Well, if you remember when he first got elected, he just went around and apologized. Yeah,
exactly. That didn't seem to work.
Douchebag. and they just took that as, wow, this guy's soft.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
Have the Iranians or the North Koreans been any nicer?
No.
Because he's been, no. In fact, they've been 10 times the dicks that they used to
be. I read a quote from him that says he really sees the Iraqis and the Iranians and the Kurds as being partners in stabilizing Iraq. And I'm like, why? What in recent history or extended history has shown you that these people are nothing but savages?
Yeah.
That they're any
just like
savage?
The Sunnis that they're fighting.
What makes you think that now they're going to be in a position or of a mind to cooperate, to be civilized?
Right, not at all.
Why?
Not at all. It's a free-for-all over there. I mean, it's just going to be savage on savage violence. I mean, that's all there is to it. You're going to have the Shiites and the Sunnis just trying to kill each other.
Which is fine by me.
I look.
It's like my thing with the mafia. You got five families, let them kill each other.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go to war and wipe each other out. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, why am I getting in the middle of it?
Please, don't let it end too soon.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when I ran in Iraq, I had that war back in the 80s, yeah, and it went on for like 7-8 years. Good. I was like, woo!
Who cares? As long as it stays between them two, I don't give a shit.
Right, and then since none of them have any significant weapons,
yeah,
they have the reals. Even when that happened, they had a fight like on the level of, like, for us, like World War I. Yeah. Like, they're on that level of weaponry. Yeah, it's a trench, you know, fighting for 10 feet of ground.
Yeah, I'm going to send 1,000 tanks against you, then you send 1,000 tanks against me, and we'll see who has better aim. It's basically what it comes down to.
And we won't see who will ditch their guns and run, because that's been a problem in Iraq. And these guys have just been, like, abandoning their... It's like an entire army of bird dolls. Yeah. Like, everyone's abandoning their position.
That's why this ISIS crew gets to take them over with wearing nothing but black turbans. They just show up.
But this is
we give up!
This is what I was saying before, but like they found out that they have like our tanks and our guns and our shit. Like, that's terrible that they're using our stuff to fight. I mean, that's
not. Well, at some point, you give your allies equipment. I mean, you know, and if at one point they were allies, they'd stockpile that shit, you know. So, I mean, that's not as surprising to me.
The ISIS was never an ally of this
country. No, they just steal the shit.
They're stealing it from
the regular.
Right, from the regular cowards who've been hightailing it out of it.
Oh, and then, of course, to make us forget about all this, Judo Larium, they caught a suspect in the Benghazi incident.
Another wonderful, timely distraction. As Mohammed Balaki Babubu, or whatever his name is, has been caught, and he's on a slow ship back to the United States while we discuss things with him.
But I thought we had the guy who did Benghazi in jail already. Didn't that guy who directed that YouTube thing, isn't he in jail already?
Oh, Nakuli Mabubu, or whatever. I thought
Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton all said that the film was the guy who did it.
Yeah, the film is the reason.
The real reason.
Right, it wasn't a coordinated terrorist attack.
And like, does it matter now? Does it matter? Stop it.
Who cares? Did you see how fat my ankles are?
No, stop it. I just like pretending that I'm straight. I mean, what does it matter at all?
I don't care who my husband sleeps with.
What?
As long as he doesn't get caught.
We don't need that at all.
Thank God.
I like Bob's.
Carpet munching is for everyone.
Nice.
Like, unless you live in the Middle East, which you could die for.
Oh.
That's awful. The whole thing, the IRS, the... Hillary, she's full of shit, and she's running for president.
Yeah.
And
everything's fucked up because, like you've got Republicans, like even Eric Cantor lost his primary. I think it's the first time it's ever happened in U.S. political history where a sitting majority leader got defeated in the primary. And he got defeated because he basically sold out his district. He was going to cut deals on immigration reform.
Right.
In other words, one of the most... I would say one of the perceived conservative members of the House got kicked out because he wasn't conservative enough, according to his constituents.
The constituents were not happy.
And they voted in this Tea Party guy, this more libertarian guy. Glad to see it, to be honest with you, but...
I'm not.
How does that shake up the House?
I'm not, because the Tea Party people are a little too inflexible, and they really don't know how government works. I mean, I mean, it's not.
Well, there's no compromise to them. There's very little compromise.
Yeah, I know, but that's just going to mean more of the same stupid shit. Nothing gets done. I mean, look, it's politics. You have to know how to work with people.
Sure.
That's why our system doesn't work anymore, because nobody wants to give anymore.
Right, right.
You don't give, nothing gets done. That's it. That's our politics.
Get, motherfucker.
You got to cut deals. How come mine's get
beat? No, mine got beat too. I'm pretty sure mine got beat. I'm pretty sure Phil beat mine too.
You're better than mine.
What?
Hey.
That's too much.
That's
too much in too little of time span, pal.
No, that's perfect.
And it had no redeeming social value either.
I'm offended.
Can I call the FCC? Actually, I am too. I'm offended at myself. It's sort of like when you cut a fart in your own car and you're by yourself and you just like yell at yourself. Have you ever done that?
No.
But where you're by yourself, you fart and you go... Oh, you motherfucker. Like, you start yelling at yourself.
No, because like most normal people, I like to smell my own farts. Actually, what proves I'm classy is that when I fart and I'm alone, I still say, excuse me.
Nice.
As Rodney Dangerfield once said, that proves you're classy.
That's class.
That's class. I wonder if Hillary farts.
No. I don't wonder anything about that chick. And I use the word chick very loosely.
In a very...
only in a genetic sense. Way, in a genetic sense is how I do it. But anyway. All right. I think we should wrap it up around now. Judah Larian, what do you think?
I think the World Cup sucks.
Yeah, so do I. We have to get to it to avoid it, I think.
Yes.
All right. Okay, everyone, you've been listening to a long show of The Riot. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us again next week as Judah Larian and I continue to review anything that interests us, whether it does to you or not, we don't care. So until next week, this is Big Fat John.
And Judah Larian. Mm-hmm.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judah Larian. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice, and I'm not wearing any pants.